Angler is another word for someone who fishes. If you didn't know that, you're not alone.
The Michigan DNR did a survey of, did people know what we meant when we said anglers? And they thought we meant mathematicians.
That's Tracy Claremont, a fisheries biologist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. She runs a program that surveys anglers about their fishing trips, how long they fished for, what they caught, what they had hoped to catch, what they kept, and what they threw back. It's called a creel survey program.
The word creel comes from the name of an old-fashioned basket that fishermen used to keep their catch in. And creel clerks were people who would walk up to the fishermen and say, can I look in your creel and see what fish you caught? And we're sort of the modern-day equivalent of that survey program.
So why do they want to know these things?
This information is so important to the Michigan DNR. We use it to form the basis for all of our inland and Great Lakes management plans. We use the data to evaluate our regulations that we set. So, for instance, size limits or seasonal closures or bag limits, how many fish you can keep per day.
They also want to know this information for stocking purposes. The DNR has hatcheries across the state, and they can place a species of fish in a lake that needs more of that species. Then the creel clerks continue to survey anglers in the area to evaluate the results. Claremont says that Lake Michigan is an interesting example.
The people who fish Lake Michigan prefer a salmon fishery, and we've had a rising amount of lake trout sort of flood the area in the past few years, and so we've seen that in the creel data. Anglers who'd like to see more salmon and less of the lake trout.
The creel clerks ask for ages and zip codes of anglers, too. Tracking age helps them measure their success at recruiting young people to the sport. Tracking where anglers live and how far they drive to go fishing also helps the DNR work with popular fishing towns to invest more in their fishing opportunities. And in case you're wondering, creel clerks are only interested in information. Claremont wants you to know they are not enforcement officers.
We're not there to enforce whether or not you're fishing with a license. In fact, we'll never even ask or know. And if you were violating a regulation, so somebody maybe brought in more fish than they were allowed or had smaller fish, we'll let them know, but we won't enforce it or report them. We are truly there to capture the information as it is.
The enforcers of the DNR are the conservation officers. They're like natural resource police officers, and their uniforms look like police uniforms, unlike the creel clerks.
Our creel clerks are in Michigan DNR t-shirts and baseball caps, and they're carrying a clipboard, and they're not interested in enforcing a regulation.
Claremont says people don't always know this.
Sometimes I'll have creel clerks who are waiting, you know, to take an interview. They see a boat coming, and the boat starts to get closer and sees a DNR person and drives the other way. You know? And I want to say, no, we're not here to check your fishing license, or we just want the data.
So if you're coming in from a day of fishing in one of Michigan's lakes this summer, and you see someone standing on the shore with a clipboard, consider spending a minute to help them with their survey. It just might end up coming back to you in the form of salmon. For WKAR, I'm Katie Cook.